My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on your FM dial. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go all across the country with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you as always by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, August 12th, 2024, marching towards the regular season of the NFL. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Good morning. And look who's back. It's Jason Bishop.
Mr. Flame, Mr. Bickle, Matt and Matt.
Do you feel Mike refreshed? Moore.
No. I hurt my knee. I don't know how. I don't know what I did to it, but last night it was excruciating. I got no sleep. So I got to go see the doc today, hopefully.
I can relate.
I mean, it's so painful right now.
Is it swollen?
I don't know. I can't really tell. It's on my left side of my knee.
Nothing happened? You didn't, like, trip or anything?
No,
or?
I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, took a long walk with the wife yesterday, but there's no way I hurt my knee walking. But
Maybe it got inflamed a little bit. Maybe you got a little arthritis in there.
It could be arthritis. I was looking it up. But
yeah, you could have a little arthritis in there, homie.
But it just popped up literally last night, overnight, yeah. And I didn't
sleep. Sucks when you have injuries that just destroy your sleep.
So, and I didn't sleep at all. I'm not lying. I'm not being sarcastic. I did not sleep. And hopefully I'll be able to see the doc today. But
Cakes would call it the Sunday scaries. Maybe it was something that you knew you had to wake up for the first time in a while.
No, I was ready for that. I was prepared for that.
I was to bed so early. I don't even think it's that traumatic for him.
I literally was so painful, I just couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah, but when he's in Napa Valley, he's probably not waking up at 4 o'clock.
No,
it was not.
No, but he prepares. He goes to bed early.
I tried last night, man.
Yeah.
I was watching golf until...
The golf was never ending.
The
Matt Kuchar thing is so weird.
I know, it is weird.
I don't understand. I know what he said afterwards, but it's so weird.
It's very strange.
So they were all finishing, and believe me, the TV, so it was late, right? And it was rain delays and all that stuff, so they had to play late.
I read what Kuchar did. Is it because he wants to win more money?
Well, that's not why he publicly didn't say that.
Yeah,
he said
I don't
he was doing
know.
It for another player.
He said he was doing it to set an example for the other guy who was in the lead all
to
day.
To explain to people who don't know, because most people didn't watch it.
Well, I will. I was going to. So they were running late, and they were barely getting it in. And oftentimes, when we watch it on TV, it looks fine, but it's because these cameras and the light are so great.
It was probably
dark. Really dark.
Yeah.
And you could tell from some of the other shots that it was like right on the verge of being completely dark. And... Cooch is out of the FedEx playoffs. He's out of everything. He's not going to, you know, whatever. He hit his first tee shot kind of into the group to indicate, yeah, he wanted to hurry up and finish. He was in the last group. And for whatever reason, he just went to the ball in the rough or whatever. And he said, I'm done. I'm coming back tomorrow.
But the rest of the guys finished.
So he's the only guy in the tournament that didn't finish.
So he's coming back today to finish.
So he's got
to
come back. I assume a few officials will have to come out tomorrow.
I read that the difference for him, and he may say it's about money or not about money, is if he gets a birdie, he wins $100,000 more than if he gets a par.
He's unlikely to birdie there. I don't think he's doing that calculation, honestly. The guy's made $60 million in his career.
Wasn't he the guy who got grilled for the bad tip?
That is true. But I don't think he's doing that calculation. He's been doing this for too long.
But what he said was, since the guy completely melted down, he blew a four-shot lead going onto the 14th tee, and he choked that tournament away, which would have been a huge difference maker in his career, he basically said, I was doing it for him so he could stop playing and not have to play in the dark and possibly win the tournament on 18. Now, he four-putted 16, and then I think he parred 17, maybe parred 18. But he decided to finish. Matt Kuchar was trying to set an example. That's what he said for this other player because he really wanted him to win. So he said, I'm going to stop. Maybe Gricheson will stop as well, and he'll come back tomorrow.
Might be true.
And maybe he'll have a shot to win.
Might be true. But he didn't really have a shot because at that point, did Rye birdie 18? Yes. Rye had a two-shot lead.
Yeah, he had a two-shot lead.
But stunning. I mean, the networks are happy that you guys were actually watching this. Anybody was watching anything but the Olympics.
I couldn't watch the closing ceremonies.
It's closing ceremonies.
I just think they're dumb.
You didn't watch Tom Cruise?
I saw the clip.
I heard about it. I didn't watch it.
I saw the clip.
I mean, we talked about it last week in anticipation because there were reports that Tom Cruise was going to jump.
Oh, I didn't know that was reported.
Yeah, we talked about it. The amazing thing is just when you see that aerial shot.
No, it's crazy. He's the greatest action hero ever. I mean, he's just the best.
Whatever they had above him, a drone shooting it, when you see how high up he is.
I know, it's incredible.
I don't care if you're strapped in.
He has no fear.
I know, he doesn't.
Just to look down. I've told you before, I went skydiving once, never going to do it again, and I was strapped into like the greatest skydivers in the world, the Golden Knights. But that moment of truth when you actually look down, it freaked me out.
Of course.
Could you imagine, even if you had a million people say this is safe, you're in a harness, you got a backup here, when you look down,
it doesn't matter,
incredible.
What you're harnessed to, it's that falling feeling that's terrifying.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. There was a lot of stuff going on and singing, and I liken it almost to an opera, watching that stuff.
I wasn't interested in that.
But when Cruz does that, and then he runs through the crowd, and all the athletes are zapping him up, and he gets on the motorcycle, he gets the Olympic flag, it is kind of cool.
I saw the clip.
And then they go to the taped piece, and, you know.
Yeah, I saw it. It was, you know, it was very interesting, but I wasn't interested. All the other pop and circumstance of the closing ceremonies. I will say this. I watched more Olympics than I ever thought I would. Largely because my wife wanted it on whenever she had a moment. She always wanted to kind of keep an eye on it.
I'm kind of bummed it's over.
It's good background stuff.
I got into it. I mean, not every single event, but I got into the track and field was awesome.
I'm surprised how much I got into the track and field. Like the 1,500 meters or whatever, the long ones. I was kind of interested in the way those guys would like kick at the finish.
Yeah, I watched one. I think it was 5,000 meters, which is a 5K, 3.1 miles. And there were three Ethiopians who seemed like they were just running away with it. And there was this Norwegian just kind of just chilling behind
the guy from Norway.
They got to like the last half
and
lap.
He just broke off. Like it was nothing.
That guy
was
awesome.
Crazy.
I don't know how they can kick like that late in the race.
But that's the one where the guy from the USA finished third.
He
snuck his ass into third.
I mean, I got into the track and field. It was awesome. We won, I don't know how many medals we won in track and field, 30 or something like that.
Well, it's funny because kind of going into some of that, like China had more gold medals than us.
Yeah,
you know,
we
like
tied
halfway
them.
Through.
Yeah,
and then where did we end up?
We tied
40 and 40.
Yeah, we tied them on golds. We trounced everybody in total medals.
Yeah.
But I got into it, man. I'm kind of a little bummed it's over.
I did too. I got into
it. The basketball was awesome.
The basketball was incredible. The game against Serbia, which was the semifinal game, they had disposed of Serbia twice, once in a friendly and then in the qualifying round.
Right.
Two games won by 26 points.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're trailing by as much as 17. Enter the fourth quarter down 13.
And Steph went nuts.
Steph went nuts in that game overall. But they had big buckets from LeBron. They had big buckets from KD. I mean, look, they're up by two with 30 seconds left.
Right.
And KD hits a pull-up jumper with a guy in his face, which was the dagger. They ultimately won that game by four.
Yeah.
So that was an awesome game. And then the finals, it looked like they had a comfortable lead throughout. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, France
goes crazy.
They get it down to three.
Yep. Yeah, but I still never thought it was in doubt. I really never did.
When it gets down to three and they got that home crowd
there. I didn't think
there,
we were going to lose.
All they needed was one stop.
But it was getting tight.
I didn't think we were going to lose.
And then Curry hits four threes. And I don't know. Did he hit four consecutive threes? I think
yes.
He did.
I mean, the last one, he has two guys on him.
And just throws
it. Well, that was an atrocious shot, but it was sick.
But you could tell how much it meant. Steph. You could tell how much it meant to those guys.
For sure.
Because I rarely see Steph get that vocal on the court in an NBA game. Where he's yelling to the crowd like that. Maybe he does, and I mean, it's not like I watch every game, every Warrior game, but he was he was into it. The bench was into it. So that was very cool. And then, of course, the women win over France, and the girls steps over the arc, and she hits hits what she thinks the three, but it ends up being a two. They win by one. So the basketball was great.
Yeah, I thought the basketball, I mean, I the men's side, to me, I love the NBA Finals and the playoffs. It felt like that. And even more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the DMV, man, they killed it. We had 30-plus athletes there from the DMV.
Was Husk was the most successful one, right? She had five medals.
Katie had four. Lyles had two. Husk had five. Emily Fox, of course, won for soccer. KD, Masai Russell, Quincy Wilson, who's 16. Mm-hmm. Did he go to Bullis?
There's a girl that won.
Incredible.
She won silver, who I think is 19 years old, who swam out of Potomac Woods Pool. We definitely did a meet at Potomac Woods Pool a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool for those athletes. But now it's time to move on.
NFL's here, so we're going to be talking a lot of NFL preseason throughout the show. You got Jaden Daniels' debut, which we'll start getting into in the next segment. Was there anything you hated in the Olympics?
Hated? No, not really. I mean, if I wasn't interested in it, I just didn't watch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know, I mean, no,
there
I
are some sports
anything.
Which are a joke.
I mean, the breakdancing, I couldn't get into that. I didn't watch any of that. Was there other events I didn't get into? I mean, if I didn't like it, I just didn't watch it.
I watch guys running around on horses. I mean, if it was on, I tended to kind of watch it. I like the volleyball because my kids play volleyball. I watch a lot of that.
They got
to
raise the net for the men. I mean, their chest is above the top of the net.
Well, the game has changed so much for the men. Those guys are 6'7", 6'8", 6'9".
And they're
nine.
Jumping 45 inches.
They're just, yeah. It's a crazy game on the men's side.
I love that, too. I love the volleyball.
Yeah. And I get sized for the beach volleyball.
I couldn't get into the cycling.
Who won the beach volleyball?
Oh, geez, I can't even
last remember. Last time I remember anybody in beach volleyball, it was Karchkarai.
I think Sweden might have won the gold.
Well, Karchkarai was the coach for the women's indoor.
Okay. Who was Karchkarai's partner? Didn't get as much love, but he had a partner for
Stephens,
a while.
Stephens, maybe?
I feel like it was on TV all the time years ago.
I think name it was like Ken bell. Stephens or something like that.
I thought Sweden won the beach volleyball, but that was on the men's side. I'm not sure about the women.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how hot is Gabby Thomas, by the way? I get sized.
get in line, pal.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been following her for years. I get sized.
She's awesome.
And Sydney.
She's beautiful. Yeah, and Sydney too. But it was fun to watch, man. I really was.
I will miss it. I love the basketball, number one. But some of those track events, the way that they just have a kick. Even the marathon. I saw a little of the marathon yesterday. Because marathon's traditionally the last one. And... yeah, I wasn't watching it like nonstop, but I popped on like, okay, a couple miles to go. And then when they can kick after running 25, 26 miles and they crank out that last half a mile, basically in a full-on sprint, it's pretty incredible.
And no, they're incredible. No question about it. Even the swimming, I mean, the swimming when they, you know, all of those events, and I don't know any of the swimmers other than Katie Ledecky, but they give you a little background, then they give you, you kind of know who to focus on, and it's just, it is kind of interesting to watch.
Did you see that Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson, Chad Ochocinco, on the show Club Shay Shay had promised any American, because they saw the Americans who win gold medals get $37,500 from the Olympic Committee. And they're like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then on their show, they said something, probably not thinking about it, just said, you know what? We'll give everybody 25 grand. If they break a world record, we'll give them another 25 grand. They paid out one guy, supposedly the first guy. I don't know if they're going to pay out everybody.
That's
crazy. It's 40 gold medals.
Right.
And I did see somebody say, well, what they might do to limit is, because if you paid out 40 gold medals, I don't know, somebody said it would be like $1 million, right? But what they might do is just give the $25,000 bonus, like one $25,000 bonus if you earned 5 gold medals.
Well, that's different. I thought you said if you get a world record.
Well, that was an additional like bonus of 25 grand.
Oh.
So if you won a gold and got a world record, they'd give you 50 grand.
Oh, that's crazy.
If you take what they say literally.
Right.
So
they have no obligation to do that, but it's nice if they did.
Yeah. All right, as I mentioned, we will talk a lot of NFL preseason on the show. John Kime's going to join us coming up at 7. He covers the Commanders for ESPN.com. Matt Verderami, NFL writer for Sports Illustrated, will jump on at 8:20. If you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always call us at the MGM National Harbor. Listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. When we come back, we will give you our first impressions of Jaden Daniels in the preseason. That's next here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Jason Bishop back. Cakes in Kiawah Island this week. And he's off next week, too. I think he's doing the staycation bit. He did his 2 weeks in a row. He was lamenting on Friday that he might miss the Commanders game because he was driving.
Oh, he's definitely missing
Kiawah.
Definitely missed it.
Well, he missed a hell of a first drive by Jaden Daniels. Daniels impressed throughout. Now, he didn't throw a ton of passes. He was just 2 for 3 for 45 yards. But if you look at that first drive, and he was on the field for one drive, you got to like what you saw.
Yep.
11 plays, 70 yards, and then he ends with a rushing touchdown, a designed run, or designed, you know, read option that he kept.
Yeah.
Which we talked about last week. EB was saying he kind of was sleeping on the fact that Jaden's going to get designed runs. Cakes and I were positing, I think it's going to be a minimum 4 per game where there's just designed runs for Jaden Daniels. He's so fast. And that was my number one impression. The pass to Diami was great. And we can talk about it. They say he checked out of it, which is good. So that shows his quarterback skills and his knowledge of what he's seeing. But the run, you just saw the speed and how easy it was.
It was really easy.
You could also see one of the previous two or three plays previously, because they ran the ball like 3 straight times before he finally just took it himself. He had a little read option pretty much every time, and he didn't take it one time to the left, and he's jumping up and down, wishing he had kept it because he could have scored on the left side earlier in the drive. To me, the most impressive part was the throw to Diami. It's one throw. You know, he was high on another one to Eckler where it's a little out of sync, you know, just out of the backfield.
Have you seen the synced up video of his first collegiate pass?
I know. It's just like the same thing.
His exact same pass. Yeah. I guess that's his go-to. He throws a nice go ball.
It was just great. It wasn't like Diami really beat him. I mean, he barely beat him.
Right.
But it was a great catch for Diami, so it was good for him.
Yeah, he made a play.
It was great for him to make a play. But it was just exciting to see. I was thrilled. I was also thrilled with the no huddle. You know, they did a lot of no huddle on that drive, which I was a little bit surprised in the preseason that they would show that a little bit. But I guess that's just what they're going to do.
Now, the skeptics would say, slow your roll. It was all Jets backups.
Okay. Yeah. I know people were saying it was a lot of backups. I don't know if it's all backups, but sure.
But it's hard.
Well, like
not
you
to
said,
be impressed.
It's a small sample size, like you said. But
yeah,
it's not like he went out and threw up all over himself.
I'm not going to, you know, give him the MVP.
Yeah, right.
But it was his first test, and he passed it with flying colors. And just more importantly, I just thought that the team overall looked revitalized.
Yeah,
you know. And I watched the whole thing. You know, and Sinnott made plays. Jamin Davis made some plays early, which I was excited about. I don't know. There just seemed to be a new enthusiasm on the sideline, on the field. It was really exciting. And Jaden, how could you not be thrilled with that?
This is what
debut?
I would bet on. And I put this on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio. Give us a follow there. There's a graphic of the last 8 years where there's a different quarterback every year.
Yeah.
This I know. Next year, it's going to be Jaden Daniels. And the year after, it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I don't know if it'll be 5 years from now.
Yeah.
But they've got a guy right now who they drafted super high, who looks the part, who was unbelievable in college, who flashed a little something on Saturday. He's going to be their quarterback for a while. And we haven't had any quarterback stability for basically a decade since Kirk left. There's been zero. They've tried a million guys.
Everybody.
Like, this is the guy.
Yeah. You're right.
No. I think that,
that's
think
why you should be excited. And you should, like Eric said, you should be excited about the fact that this new coaching staff, new ownership, has revitalized the team.
Yeah, and, I think so.
And you could just see it.
I mean, even Zacchaeus, he
looked good.
He looked good. You know, it was just overall, it was exciting. It was fun. There was an energy of fun there that, and I think a lot of that's because of Jaden and the raised expectations, but it just hasn't felt that way, like with the Ron air, certainly.
If you want to give us your first impressions of Jaden Daniels in a Commander's uniform, 800-636-1067. You can call us in the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. He also seems to be handling things the right way. Like very he mellow. Arrived with the Doug Williams jersey.
So smart.
Old school Doug Williams jersey. Everybody loves the colors. Everybody loves Doug Williams.
Right.
So, I mean.
I was a little thrown with the 12 o'clock or the.
It was weird. Even
was
my
it
wife 12 was
or
like,
1? I can't
was
remember.
At 12.
It was new. I was thrown about the 12 kick. They never play 12 o'clock games in the preseason. They usually play 7 or 7:30 games.
We were speculating, and I never looked into it, why they did that. My thought was maybe they had a concert at night, and they wanted, like, let's do the football early, maybe, get them out of there.
Could be right.
I don't know. I never looked into it.
It was very strange.
Yeah. I just...
It felt weird, but it was good. I got used to it.
Yeah. I mean, I knew the kid was fast. It's just... It looks so easy for him running that after somebody tweeted, and my thing was, if he stays healthy, chalk him up for 800 yards. Like, I really believe that. And I saw one of these fantasy sites, you know, the type of sites that Cakes looks into, that it's all fantasy all the time. Mm-hmm. And they said, just simply based on one drive, they moved him up to QB 13.
Right.
Wow.
That's not great. It's not like he's top five yet, but that's think about it. Like,
he hasn't played it.
He played 15 minutes.
They're like, right, because he's going to get his yards on the ground. You know that.
Right.
And his arm impressed. So if you want to give us your first impressions, 800-636-1067, I don't know how you can knock it. Now, he's barely on the field.
Mm-hmm. But I totally agree.
But he showed
with
a
it.
Little everything.
But as soon as they scored a touchdown, I was like, get him out of there. Actually, after he made the throw to Diami, I said, get him out of there. Like, I but saw like, enough.
He showed you processing.
Yeah.
He showed Boys. You the arm.
Yeah, the
and
arm.
And damn, he showed you the legs.
Well, a lot of that
the
was...
legs, that's almost a tease. Because he will have
well, dude, he jogged
30
in
yard
there.
Runs.
He
right.
Even, he jogged in there.
He's going, like I said, his miles per hour on that long run he had in college is basically the exact same as Tyreek Hill, his fastest run all year last year.
Which is crazy to think of that. On that particular play, our buddy Mitch Tischler pointed out that Bates and Cole Turner just cleaned out the right side.
Right.
Which made that play possible.
Right.
And so he could just jog in there. It was a delightful drive. They were struggling a little bit with all the handoffs and couldn't really punch it in. And then finally, you know, that play was just so easy. It was a great capper. Sucks.
And he was fine, and this is going to sound basic, except if you watch the Bears preseason game, you would see there was a problem. I mean, the Steelers preseason game. See, I'm still calling Justin Fields the Bears. Justin Fields botched two snaps under center.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Yeah.
Supposedly, the center took the blame afterwards. I don't know why. My buddy Dane, who's a huge Ohio State guy, he was claiming the center was snapping it too early, like he wasn't ready for it.
But like he's a Fields apologist.
He's a
what
huge
you're saying.
Ohio State guy.
It's also the first preseason game. They've only been practicing for a couple weeks.
You didn't see that with Commanders Jane. And Jade.
No, you didn't. That's a good thing.
It was a little out of sync. They were saying it was jitters. Maybe it was with that little screen that he tried to throw to Eckler. We threw it over him. But that's really
Eckler's short, Eckler's short.
Yeah, I mean that's the only thing. But I was thinking, yeah, maybe he's just used to bigger backs. You know, at LSU.
I thought Eckler looked good. I mean, he was only in there for a few plays.
I'm putting a lot of stock in what you're saying on Eckler. I'm putting a lot of stock.
I mean, it kind of depends on how they're going to use him, but it seemed like they're, you know, he was in there as much as Robinson.
Robinson looked good. I've been kind of down on Robinson. Like, to me, Robinson's very average. And again, they still only had 3/5 of their line, right? Because Cosme played. But Coleman didn't play. Wiley didn't play. They had a bunch of guards playing tackles. So, I mean, all things considered, I thought it was a pretty darn good showing.
Forbes hold up? We spent so much time talking about Forbes.
Well, he had good and bad. Very first play of the game, I think, they challenged him when they were on offense, and he held up fine, did a nice job. But then he later gave up a touchdown. So, you know, good and bad. Sanistro looks like he's the real deal.
Yep.
I don't know, man. And also on the defensive side, you know, they didn't play Bobby Wagner. They didn't play John. They didn't play Duran.
Right.
There were a bunch of guys on the defensive side that didn't play either. So The Jets may have had some backups in, but we had a bunch of backups in too.
Oh yeah,
believe me.
Maybe I mean, you'll see a lot more of those guys against Miami on Saturday.
Yeah. I was perusing box scores on Saturday and Sunday morning. I mean, so many starting quarterbacks didn't play.
Yeah, I mean,
including in this case, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of expected that.
Yep.
But again, it's just good to have the preseason, even though we kind of get tired of the preseason because you're only seeing the starters for one or two series, but at least it's here. It's finally here.
Yeah. Oh, I was actually excited. I wanted to see. I mean, honestly, and I tweeted this half joking, it looked like Gronk. It looked amazing.
Hey, he looked good.
He had speed, power.
Yeah, it took like eight guys to bring him down.
But yeah, yeah. I mean, that was super exciting to see. You saw the size in the sixth or seventh wide receiver JP always hates talking about, Tremaine Johnson or whatever his name is, Bryson Tremaine, whatever that guy's name is.
Bryson Tremaine.
Bryson Tremaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You get your first taste of all these guys that we've been talking about.
Right.
So
Frankie
Luke McCaffrey had a couple catches. Deami Brown had a couple catches. You mentioned Sinnott, 57 yards on three catches. So, I mean, overall, I think good. And the Commanders finished 3-0 last year, right, in the preseason. So maybe it's good to lose one.
Can't remember.
Yeah. I mean, it absolutely is meaningless.
It couldn't be more meaningless. Yeah. All right, let's bang out a few of these calls here if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. Jeff Hale, we could play Hail to the Redskins even though we lost.
I have to find it. I moved over here to play some of the clips.
The Jaden Daniels debut. We can be excited about that. Let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Hey, what's up, man?
So we went to the game. We're from Connecticut. So we went to the game on Saturday. We snuck down right behind the bench, a few rows back, few rows down from Jaden Daniels' mom. He brings in electricity. When he was there, you could just feel on the sideline the palpable energy that he's bringing. Threw the ball up to his mom. She took some nice photos with us, very gracious. And I'm pumped. I feel it.
Right. It just seemed like the guys had a lot of energy on the field, not just Jaden, just the whole team was energized. When Tress Way made the tackle and the whole sideline went nuts, that was very cool.
He's wearing number 10 now.
Do you think to see Daniels for a few more series in the Miami game?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to see him for a half.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
I think the plan is he might get close to a half. He'll certainly get at least a full quarter because then, I don't think he'll play in a third game.
Yeah, then you just sit him in the third. But I would want to see him for probably at least three or four series.
Now, they kind of had this, but what I've said all along is you just want to see guys get a rhythm going before the season. Now, that first drive looked good. I mean, 11 plays, you go down the field.
Dude, I can't remember a time I've watched a Skins game. And the percentage of times we score in opening drives in the last couple of years, it's got to be like less than 20%.
Correct.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but that's my guess. That's my gut feeling. That's how it feels.
They're just going to make defenses pretty much petrified that Jaden can run at all times.
Mm. Well, also, I'm telling
you, it's the RG3 effect.
For sure.
Like, you have to account for his legs on every down.
No doubt.
Correct.
No doubt. But I also telling you, I loved the no huddle stuff. I mean, half of that was no huddle. And I always want them to go up tempo. I love that. They can't switch out defensively. You get up there quick. You know, they're sort of on their heels a little bit. I love that philosophy. And I think we're going to see a lot of that.
Well, and also Kingsbury, you know, he likes to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have a couple guys back there he's going to run with, not just Daniels. But again, it was one series. Yeah, he looked good. But, you know, if he had played the entire game, we might not be saying this. So we have to kind of see him
at least for another half. He's going to have down moments, but I'm thoroughly encouraged.
And the truth is, if you were to look at all of the rookie quarterbacks, but for maybe Drake May, who had very limited work and was 2 for 3 for like 6 yards, they all kind of looked good.
I told you.
Yeah.
It's
early. Preseason. Too but early. We know they're not all going to be successful in regular season.
No, but I think
season.
That it's good. It could be a good draft for
quarterbacks. But it's so funny. If you read what they're saying in Atlanta, Penix looked good. They're like, oh, maybe we shouldn't have brought in Kirk Cousins. Should have just rolled with Penix. And Bo Nix looked really good. J.J. McCarthy had a good drive.
Yeah, but like
JJ
you said,
McCarthy had a couple good drives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couple good throws.
His numbers were good. Just based on the numbers, yeah. I mean, all of them look, besides, I mean, May didn't play much, but based on the numbers, but again, it was the first preseason game.
I'm not getting carried away.
I can't
but I'm telling you, I think it's going to be one of those classes that you're going to look back on and go, man, most of those guys are pretty good. I really think that. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin, what's up, buddy?
Hey, hail to the W, my friend.
What's up, buddy? What's up?
I'm just happy about one, well, I guess two things. One, he looked like the part wasn't too big for him. Like, he really, if the game wasn't too fast, he looked very comfortable. And that's really, really good. When he ran into the end zone, he had that swag, so you could see that he was comfortable in what he was doing on the field. That's job number one. I love Eckler, but I'm just praying. I'm praying that Brandon Coleman is as competent as they hope, because I didn't see a great left tackle on the field. So
no.
Other than that, I was really, really happy.
If they had to start the season this week, they'd be in trouble, because Wiley's nursing an injury, Coleman's nursing an injury, Is Cornelius Lucas, is he also nursing an injury? I think so. They're back. They would really be in trouble.
There's a reason they signed like two or three guys last week.
Yeah. And there's no indication.
Allegretti had at least one flag. But, yeah, for the most part.
The line is definitely not their strength.
It's not their strength.
No. No. That's definitely going to be an issue.
And you're going to have Coleman probably starting as a rookie left tackle.
Yes.
We'll talk more about the Commanders and Jaden Daniels later in the show. But coming up next, the incredible journey of George Mason's basketball team will amaze you. So we've had a relationship with George Mason's basketball program for years and years, dating back to the days of Jim Larrañaga and their Final Four run. Tony Skin, who played for George Mason, is now their head basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
First season, I believe they won 20 games, had a successful first season. And during the summer months, a lot of basketball teams will go on a foreign tour where it's all about bonding and obviously playing some basketball. Well, Tony Skin's
getting some early practice in.
Yeah, Tony Skin's George Mason team was set to go on a foreign tour to the Bahamas. The VII or 7 group, who operated tours for Georgia and Tulane in recent years, pulled the plug at the last minute. They were supposed to go to the Bahamas, and I think on Friday and on Thursday, they get this apology saying, that's not going to happen.
Right. What a mess up. What a colossal mess up.
They thought they were going to play their first game on Friday afternoon.
Right.
And instead,
they had no flight. They had no hotel.
Nothing.
They don't even know if they actually had opponents. They were supposed to have two exhibition games lined up, but they honestly don't even know if that was legit.
Is this group, is it a travel agency, or is it just a group that specializes in putting together these hoops tours?
I don't know.
Because they've done it before.
I chalk it up to shady hoops.
Something shady.
Very shady. And it's a shame, because it's one of those things where you get to do these trips once every 4 years. So it's a big deal.
Is this group based out of the United States, or are they based out of the Bahamas? Do we know that?
I'm not sure.
Haven't looked at their incorporation papers.
It just sucks for everybody involved, because think about the families that make plans.
Mm-hmm.
You make plans months in advance for these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And flights, hotels.
Getting hotels.
Everything.
It's not that easy to just cancel hotel rooms the night before you're supposed to fly there.
A lot of these people are probably out some dough, man.
Yeah, especially with Bahamas. I know how that works with those hotels.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you cancel, 24 hours in advance.
And then these kids have been working. You get extra practices and everything, so you can do these kinds of trips. They've been working for quite a while for this, so that's got to be a big letdown. It's a missed opportunity. I don't know if there's going to be lawsuits.
But there's more to the story. I mean, we just don't know much about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the group put out an apology. They say, it is with deep regret and sincere apologies that we announce the cancellation of the George Mason University's men's basketball team foreign tour to the Bahamas, initially scheduled for this summer. This unforeseen outcome is not only a profound disappointment to all involved, but a failure that we take full accountability for.
Well, I don't know if that's
sorry for the inconvenience and disappointment this has caused. Our immediate focus is on making amends and working diligently to regain the confidence of the George Mason University men's basketball program and its supporters.
Well, they're never going to do a tour with you again.
Of course not.
Are you kidding? You're not going to gain their confidence.
And
it's over.
The question is, are they going to get every cent back that they gave this group?
I don't know.
Or have they?
I don't know.
There's just a lot.
I feel for the parents. I feel for the parents and the boosters. Mm-hmm. This was probably their big summer trip they were looking forward to. Certainly parents, you know, they want to go see their kids. And then you get a combo. You're going to the Bahamas. Oh, yeah. I want to go on that trip. Let's book our hotel. We'll stay at the Atlantis. You know, maybe some of them
are still going
to go.
Doesn't make sense to me because, you know, for weeks, if not months, they had to have seen itinerary on flights. Right?
I don't know.
I mean, if you go travel, you get an itinerary. It gets emailed to you.
Well, I'm sure.
You know the flight number, you know the time, you know when, what day. Mm-hmm. And then they find out the day before there's no flight. I mean, I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Well, that's like whoever's involved with travel with Mason, you know what I mean, is coordinating all that.
Yeah, of course.
The director of basketball ops or whoever. Well,
somebody
is.
Was asleep.
Someone
at the
had to have been.
Yeah.
I don't. It's how does that happen?
That's what I mean. That's what I'm asking. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because you should see. All right, United Airlines, flight 1450, leaving at 2 p.m. You should see that. Airport. What time is it getting in? When are you flying back? Did they not see that?
A few more details. This is from a booster named Kathy McKay. Mm-hmm. She was supposed to fly with Tony Skin and the team on Thursday. She said on Wednesday after practice, Tony pretty much told the guys that it had been canceled. Nothing had been set forth like it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was asked about tickets and reservations. She said, no, our team was not dumb enough to show up at the airport thinking we had reservations, and we didn't. They were scheduled to play Friday and Sunday. But you know what? To be honest with you, were they really scheduled? They don't know. Said we got a block of rooms, but they weren't paid for. Did we have buses from the airport to the hotel? We don't know.
Sound like it would have been rolling the dice if they actually headed out there. It just sounds like a just total disaster all the
Everybody comparing it to the Fry Festival.
Right. Well, the Fire Festival was way worse because people were actually there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually starving and dehydrated and everything else. Had no place to stay.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I feel bad for, well, certainly the kids, but the parents.
The parents, because
I hope the parents aren't out. You know, they obviously bought plane tickets.
Of course.
And hotel rooms. And
let's say you can only go to a few games. You know, basketball, they travel a lot. You can't go to all the games. That's a game you're going to go to.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go to that game in the summer.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, they were looking forward to it for weeks.
Yeah. What a
disaster. The booster says that the school did do its homework, researching the group before coordinating travel with them. And that George Mason reached out to other Division I programs like Georgia and Tulane that used the company for international travel.
And
no problem.
They said it was good.
So just bad luck, I guess.
What were you going to say, Valdez? You look like you were itching to say something, no? I just saw you had a look on your face.
Well, it's better that they did this and, I guess, save themselves the embarrassment of going down there.
And having no opponents.
And then just have no opponents, having no room or lodging. No food, no transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can save face a little bit just by not going.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
I mean, it looks kind of bad now, but it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Right. But is a part of you wanting to blame Mason because of just not recognizing this earlier?
I don't know. I mean, if it's a legitimate company that's done business with other schools before. It seems like they did
that. But Jason's right. When you book rooms or when you book flights,
this is my
get confirmation emails.
This is my only criticism. This is my only criticism. That they should have pulled the plug on this sooner so that maybe the parents who had travel insurance could recoup some of their money for flights or lodging. Gives them time to back out.
Mm-hmm. I think what happened was they outsourced all of it to this company. Usually, George Mason, whoever, their travel person is probably booking everything. They see it. But with this travel group, the people put the whole term, they're supposedly taking care of everything. Mm-hmm. And then when it got down to it, the nitty gritty, we're about to drive to the airport.
They had dropped the ball.
They realized something was off. I don't even know who they were supposed to play. Were they like the?
They didn't know who they were supposed to play.
That's probably another reason why there's not suspicions any of the articles were raised. About, like,
well, who else was in on the island?
They get five bellhops to play.
I'm telling you, man, the basketball world is shady. To me, I chalk it up. It's just shady world.
Maybe they were just playing some Bahamian national team.
Right.
But that might not even exist. We have no idea. But it's just a crazy story.
Well, at least they didn't go out there. It actually kind of sucks because if you go out there and you don't have any boats, at least you could go hang out at the beach. No, they didn't even get to go to the beach.
Our boy Stumper was just in the Bahamas. Looked amazing. I was in the Bahamas a couple weeks ago. It was great.
Yeah. Poor kids.
Coming up next, we're going to get back into the Commanders. John Keim, insider, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, joins us next. Here on the Junkies. So we've had a relationship with George Mason's basketball program for years and years, dating back to the days of Jim Larrañaga and their Final Four run. Tony Skin, who played for George Mason, is now their head basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
First season, I believe they won 20 games, had a successful first season. And during the summer months, a lot of basketball teams will go on a foreign tour where it's all about bonding and obviously playing some basketball. Well, Tony Skin's
getting some early practice in.
Yeah, Tony Skin's George Mason team was set to go on a foreign tour to the Bahamas. The VII or 7 group, who operated tours for Georgia and Tulane in recent years, pulled the plug at the last minute. They were supposed to go to the Bahamas, and I think on Friday and on Thursday, they get this apology saying, that's not going to happen.
Right. What a mess up. What a colossal mess up.
They thought they were going to play their first game on Friday afternoon.
Right.
And instead,
they had no flight. They had no hotel.
Nothing.
They don't even know if they actually had opponents. They were supposed to have two exhibition games lined up, but they honestly don't even know if that was legit.
Is this group, is it a travel agency, or is it just a group that specializes in putting together these hoops tours?
I don't know. Because
they've done it before.
I chalk it up to shady hoops.
Something shady.
Very shady. And it's a shame because it's one of those things where you get to do these trips once every 4 years. So it's a big deal.
Is this group based out of the United States, or are they based out of the Bahamas? Do we know that?
I'm not sure.
Haven't looked at their incorporation papers.
It just sucks for everybody involved because think about the families that make plans.
Mm-hmm.
You make plans months in advance for these kinds of things.
Yeah.
And flights, hotels,
getting hotels,
everything.
It's not that easy to just cancel hotel rooms the night before you're supposed to fly there.
A lot of these people are probably out some dough, man.
Yeah, especially with Bahamas. I know how that works with those hotels.
Yeah.
They're not going to let you cancel, 24 hours in advance.
And then these kids have been working. You get extra practices and everything, so you can do these kinds of trips. They've been working for quite a while for this. So that's got to be a big letdown. It's a missed opportunity. I don't know if there's going to be lawsuits.
But there's more to the story. I mean, we just don't know much about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the group put out an apology. They say, it is with deep regret and sincere apologies that we announced the cancellation of the George Mason University's men's basketball team foreign tour to the Bahamas, initially scheduled for the summer. This unforeseen outcome is not only a profound disappointment to all involved, but a failure that we take full accountability for.
Well, I don't know if that's
going to be good enough. For the inconvenience and disappointment this has caused. Our immediate focus is on making amends and working diligently to regain the confidence of the George Mason University men's basketball program and its supporters.
Well, they're never going to do a tour with you again.
Of course not.
Are you kidding? You're not going to gain their confidence.
And
it's over.
The question is, are they going to get every cent back that they gave this group?
I don't know.
Or have they?
I don't know.
There's just a lot.
I feel for the parents. I feel for the parents and the boosters.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably their big summer trip they were looking forward to. Certainly parents, they want to go see their kids, and then you get a combo. You're going to the Bahamas? Oh, yeah, I want to go on that trip. Let's book our hotel. We'll stay at the Atlantis. Maybe some of them
are
still going
to
go.
Doesn't make sense to me because, for weeks, if not months, they had to have seen itinerary on flights. Right?
I don't know.
I mean, if you go if you go travel, you get an itinerary. It gets emailed to you.
Well, I'm sure.
You know the flight number. You know the time. You know when, what day. Mm-hmm. And then they find out the day before there's no flight. I mean, I don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Well, that's like whoever's involved with travel with Mason, you know what I mean, is coordinating all that.
Yeah, of course.
The director of basketball ops or whoever. Well,
somebody
that is.
Was asleep.
Someone
at the
had to have been.
Yeah.
I don't. It's how does that happen?
That's what I mean. That's what I'm asking. I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because you should see. All right, United Airlines flight 1450, leaving at 2 p.m. You should see that airport. What time is it getting in? When are you flying back? Did they not see that?
Few more details. This is from a booster named Kathy McKay. Mm-hmm. She was supposed to fly with Tony Skin and the team on Thursday. She said on Wednesday after practice, Tony pretty much told the guys that it had been canceled. Nothing had been set forth like it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was asked about tickets and reservations. She said, no, our team was not dumb enough to show up at the airport thinking we had reservations, and we didn't. They were scheduled to play Friday and Sunday, but you know what? To be honest with you, were they really scheduled? They don't know. Said, we got a block of rooms, but they weren't paid for. Did we have buses from the airport to the hotel? We don't know.
Sound like it would have been rolling the dice if they actually boarded a plane and headed out there. It just sounds like a just total disaster all the way
around. Everybody comparing it to the Fry Festival.
Right. Well, the fire festival was way worse because people were actually there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were actually starving and dehydrated and everything else. Had no place to stay.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I feel bad for, well, certainly the kids, but the parents.
The parents, because
I hope the parents aren't out, you know, they obviously bought plane tickets.
Of course.
And hotel rooms and.
Let's say you can only go to a few games. You know, basketball, they travel a lot. You can't go to all the games. That's a game you're going to go to.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to go to that game in the summer.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah, they were looking forward to it for weeks.
Yeah, what a
disaster. The booster says that the school did do its homework, researching the group before coordinating travel with them, and that George Mason reached out to other Division I programs like Georgia and Tulane
mm-hmm.
that used the company for international travel.
And
no problem.
They said it was good.
So yeah. Just bad luck, I guess.
What were you going to say, Valdez? You look like you were itching to say something, no? I just saw you had a look on your face.
Well, it's better that they did this and, I guess, save themselves the embarrassment of going down there.
And having no opponent.
And then just have no opponents, having no room or lodging, no food, no transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can save face a little bit just by not going.
Yeah, that would have sucked.
I mean, it looks kind of bad now, but it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Right. But is a part of you wanting to blame Mason because of just not recognizing this earlier?
I don't know. I mean, if it's a legitimate company that's done business with other schools before, it seems like they did
that. But Jason's right. When you book rooms or when you book flights,
this is my
get confirmation emails.
This is my only criticism.
Immediately.
This is my only criticism. They should have pulled the plug on this sooner so that maybe the parents who had travel insurance could recoup some of their money for flights mm-hmm. or lodging, gives them time to back out.
Mm-hmm. I think what happened was they outsourced all of it to this company. Usually George Mason, whoever, their travel person is probably booking everything. They see it. But with this travel group, the people put the whole term, they're supposedly taking care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it got down to it, the nitty gritty, we're about to drive to the airport.
They had dropped the ball.
Yep. They realized something was off.
Hmm.
I don't even know who they were supposed to play. Were they like the?
They didn't know who they were supposed to play.
That's probably another reason why there's suspicion for raised. Yeah.
Well, who else was on the island?
Get five bellhops to play.
I'm telling you, man, the basketball world is shady. To me, I chalk it up. It's just shady basketball world.
Maybe they were just playing some Bahamian national team,
right?
Right, but that might not even exist. We have no idea, but it's just a crazy story.
Well, at least they didn't go out there. It actually kind of sucks because if you go out there and you don't have any boats, at least you could go hang out at the beach. No, they didn't even get to go to the beach.
Our boy Stumper was just in the Bahamas. Looked amazing. I was in the Bahamas a couple weeks ago. It was great.
Yeah. Poor kids.
Coming up next, we're going to get back into the Commanders. John Keim, insider, covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, joins us next. here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.